This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
2:15.
The following is an encore presentation.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome back to Hour 2 of Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Todd Kunin. Denise Dirks is my co-host and our producer, Cal Hunter. We're excited to be here. Hour 1 just flew by. If you want to see or hear, if you want to hear what was said during Hour 1, you can go to RadioLawTalk.com, and we have all the podcasts there downloaded, usually within 4 or 5 days of the of when we hear it. Someday, one day, like Denise says, but I'm going to say 4 or 5 just in case something happens. But we get them. They're pretty quick. They're up, and then you can search by topic. You can say Johnny Depp, and then it'll find all the ones we talked about, Johnny Depp or Amber Heard or stuff like that. By the way, I saw an article on Johnny Depp. It's funny. Everything's kind of quiet, and I guess Amber Heard did pay, I think, $1 million or made payments to him finally, and he says he's going to donate that. He's going to end up donating that to some charity. But there you go. That was interesting. We're going to talk today about this hour, too, about Maine lobster fishermen who win a big case. And we're going to talk about how or why. Kevin Costner's divorce. That's getting a little bit interesting, especially talking about their home, who gets it, what's going on, prenuptials. And Denise is going to kind of get deep into that. Lottery winner's lawyer. This is a very interesting lawyer that portrayed himself as kind of the lottery lawyer is what he portrayed himself as, and what's going on with his situation, because he is going to go to jail. Native American Indians win big, and people, oh, you said Indians. And I'm multiple generations down. I think I'm 1/32nd Chippewa. My grandmother is, if you looked at pictures, I always carry pictures of my grandma. She's clearly Native American, right? And it just, America's such a melting pot, right? But to me, it was a good win for Native Americans. I never understood growing up in the 70s why my cousins got government money and I never did. And I was like, why didn't I get government money? And he said, I'm not going to say my aunt and uncle's name, because Uncle such and such married Aunt such and such, and because she was 1/4 Indian, and they combined, they equaled the amount. I don't know, somehow their percentages. So my cousins always got new, they had nice new stuff, and I never understood because my dad married a green-eyed blonde from a Scandinavian gal. But anyway, so I love the Indian nation. I love the American Indians. That's my heritage, and I appreciate them. We're going to talk about that. Cosby, just poor Cosby, just the guy. Again, whether he's done stuff or not, I'm not going to get into that. But the point is apparently Nevada has now opened the door for sexual harassment cases or sexual assault cases for a short time.
And yeah, so the statute, they've opened it so that the statute doesn't apply.
Well, it doesn't for like only 1 year period they can bring it, isn't
yes.
that right?
But isn't it, that's a third state, isn't it?
Yeah, it was in New York, California, and then now Nevada. So it's opened up litigation from people, literally women in their 70s, you know, that are bringing lawsuits against Cosby. And what did the one say? How are we supposed to dig up all the dead people as witnesses to say this didn't happen? You know, just this poor Cosby. And I know people, oh, you don't feel sorry for him. He's a bad person. Well, everyone thinks maybe that's the case, but
you know, he
boy,
spent several years in prison until his last one was overturned.
Overturned, I know. He's in his late 80s probably, but
he's 85.
Yeah, he's, boy, yeah. Talk about, can I just go fishing? I just go fishing. Anyway, we're going to deal with that. But without, you know, further ado, Cal, the reason everybody's here, I always say, is for case or no case. Let's see if you can trick us on this one, which you didn't trick
tonight. Now it's time to play.
Yeah, I didn't do a good job last hour. Let's see.
Case.
Kenneth Waugh had a prized Datsun 240Z original model. He decided to sell it one Saturday after a fourth speeding ticket and took it to the Soap and Suds drive-through car wash. This is in Blue Gum, South Carolina. He ran it through the automatic car wash and everything looked fine until the car came out, and Kenny realized that the rally mirror he had put on the passenger side wasn't there anymore. He asked the manager to stop the car wash line, walked in, came out with a little soap in his hair and mirror in hand, and he said, "Look what you did to my car." And he said, "Not responsible. It says right here, run your car through at your own risk." Kenneth thought about it a bit and said, So he took his receipt, the mirror, and a picture of the damage and a repair estimate, like $700, to his favorite lawyer to see if he might have a case against the Soap and Suds. And I think, Denise, it's your turn to go first. Case or no case?
What state was this?
South Carolina. Let me look. Blue Gum, South Carolina. Yes.
Okay.
The attorney wasn't Murdaugh, was it?
sure might have been. No, someone would have died and there would have been five or $10 million.
No, he would have told him, "Oh, you didn't win," as he pockets the $5 million award.
South Carolina.
$700 award.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, with interest.
South Carolina is still a fault state, by the way. One of the few that are left. I'm going to say this. It's a scenario, but not a case.
All right. What do you think, Fred, about the case of the mirrorless 240Z?
I think a lot about this one because I think I understand. First of all, Blue Gum, South Carolina. I know the rules are we can't look things up, but what the heck is Blue Gum, South Carolina?
You've never heard of a blue gum tree? Very famous.
That's true, but guess what? Did you know I knew a guy that I was actually a companion with when I went on a mission with a guy from Tookie-Doo, South Carolina.
It's right next to Blue Gum.
You can't believe. I'm like, what? He goes, "Yeah, Tookie-Doo." And he used to say to me, he said, "You know, the dictionary is all made by Westerners." I said, "It is?" He goes, "Yeah, look it up. There's no y'all in the dictionary, and it should be." And so he'd always bring that up to everybody. Y'all needs to be in the dictionary, and it's not there. You Westerners have made the dictionary. So Blue Gum's, look. Here's the deal. It's $700. You look at all the... I go to Car Wash, by the way. Shout out to... Quick Quack Car Wash.
Of course.
Who helps... What's the rules on that? We have to say they're our sponsor, and we're shouting out a sponsorship.
We are mentioning a sponsor. By the way, they just opened up a new car wash in Anderson, California. So you can get your Quick Quack there if you want.
Nice. That's awesome. Yeah. So there's a sign there that says... If you got a brand new car, you have to be a brand new car. We're not responsible for your mirrors, your whatever, if it's an older car, and it just says that's the case. Now, that's the first scenario I'm going to say they're going to lose for sure. But $700? You said he went to a lawyer to hire a lawyer for $700. There's no lawyer.
He just went and asked him a question. So what can I do? Do I have a case?
Well, the thing is he went to a lawyer for $700. He's not going to go to a lawyer. Now, the question is, does he have a, you know, small claims action? Maybe, and he's going to lose. It's got to be a scenario. There's no way he'd go to a lawyer for $700.
Fred, you're thinking with too many zeros here. Some guys ask questions. Todd, remember the first consultation is free.
Oh.
Okay, Todd, what do you think?
What year was this?
Yes, dang it.
Well, it was a Z, so we know it was after 78.
Okay. Back when $700 was a lot of money.
Yeah, I mean.
Doesn't matter. I am going to go. I'm going to give the same answer that I gave last time. I believe this is a case, and he loses. The car owner, the car wash wins.
All right, we're going to be back after this to find out. I know sometimes it's so off the wall, you know, you got to do the opposite. But we'll find out when we come back.
I think it's easy to think of the obvious in so many of these because they are obvious. But we'll be back with the answer to case or no case right after this. Don't go anywhere.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com. You turn on Radio Law Talk. Radio Law Talk.
services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
This is Frederick Penny, host of Radio Law Talk. I'm excited to announce myself and Mark Victor Hansen, the author of the famous Chicken Soup for the Soul, collaborate to bring this three-book series, Goose. Book one is about William Collins. Goose is the perfect gift for yourself, family, friend, or someone you care about. Great stories, lifelong lessons that you can apply to your life to help you to become successful.
Goose by Frederick W. Penny, available on Amazon Books now.
If you're one of those independent people who want your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Here's Fred Penny with Penny and Associates.
When you or a family member have been injured in an accident, what should you look for in a personal injury lawyer?
The first thing is an experienced personal injury law firm that is actually taking cases to trial.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny, managing partner and founder of Penny and Associates Injury Lawyers. For over 30 years, Penny and Associates Injury Lawyers has been successfully representing individuals and their families. At Penny and Associates, we're experienced trial lawyers, and we work with you to get the best results.
Go to pennyandassociates.com or call 800-616-4529.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
612.
This is no fun. Can we stop now?
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
The 240Z in Blue Gum, South Carolina. And apparently an individual took it through a car wash and took off his cute little nice new mirror that he put up. And he apparently, according to Cal, went to a lawyer. Could have got some advice. Didn't necessarily hire him, I guess. And was it a case that he actually sued the Soap and Suds Sounds like something on a parody show or on Saturday Night Live. Did the Soap and Suds get sued for breaking his little mirror?
I actually got some audio from the lawyer's office.
Here's okay, here it is.
If you pay my fees,
there it is.
I'll take
there
your
it is.
Case.
That's right. That's the receptionist up front.
All right. So,
all right.
First off, I want to tell you something. You probably know this. It's no case.
It is, Oh, yeah.
It is a true scenario, but
yes.
Damage to cars and automatic car washes is very common, mostly to accessories that people put on themselves,
yes.
And that waives liability for the car wash in most cases because it's not original equipment. Secondly, almost all of those cases that are not resolved with the management are done in small claims court. So if your car is damaged, the advice is, and this is not legal advice, it's just a thought.
Just a thought.
Document everything, keep right. Your receipts, take pictures, take the parts, go to the manager, say, here's what I got, what are you going to do about it?
But we're on the side of the car wash.
Well, I am. I'm
okay,
not.
We're on Quick Quack's side.
No, I know. I understand. I'm just saying it
yeah.
happens sometimes.
Well, here's the
yeah.
other thing you got to see. Most of them say the following, and it's important.
Okay.
It can't be an old car. You can't bring in a 20-year-old car in there that's probably, you know, your mirror is about ready to fall off anyway. If Todd's old car that he used to have, he brought in there, half the parts would fall off, I guarantee you. He'd be picking up parts all the way down.
That'd be a heck of a racket to get a new car. As soon as your car gets really, okay, now run it through the car wash. I'll have to buy you a new one. Yeah, that doesn't work that way.
Yeah, and not only that, it's just the, yeah, so the, a lot of them say if it's got to be 4 years old or 4 years
or newer,
or right. newer, something like that.
And everything's on video now, by the way.
Right,
so,
right.
Yeah, just for your information, I thought it would be good to tie this to the law. South Carolina's Supreme Court of the state overturned assumption of risk as an absolute defense. And they did that in 1999.
Which means what?
What does that mean?
Which means that the car wash would not have that available as an absolute defense.
They can't just say, you take it through at your own risk. Yeah, I got you. So, like Fred said many times, a couple of times, you can't waive liability with a sign. You've got to make sure that you're following your proper procedures and best practices, right? At least I heard you say that once. See, I remember something you said, Fred. That's pretty good.
That was specifically in reference to negligence. Negligence cannot be waived that way.
There you go.
I can't make you come in. I think it was like we were talking about mechanical bulls or something like that. It was one of those, and the person got hurt. Well, the machine had been negligently operated and maintained, and the owner of the mechanical bull in the establishment cannot say, well, you know, hey, you signed the waiver. You
yeah.
can't waive the negligence of the other party. That would just be that would be too much.
Wouldn't work very well.
Wouldn't work.
Oh, but if the rider that got hurt was the repairman that was negligent.
Work comp.
So next hour on Radio Law Talk, an uncomfortable situation about an 11-year-old girl who was exploited by her own mother in a national publication. So we'll talk about that on Case or No Case next hour. It is kind of heavy, but it's pretty good. So stay tuned for that.
All right.
All right. Well, that's all kinds of things. Will a car wash, is it safe for your paint? Will it hurt your car finish? I don't, you know, it's funny to me. I have a nice car. I take it through Quick Quack. Everyone's like, wow, you take that through the car wash? The answer is, in the old days, car washes were different, right? Nowadays, the technology, again, I'm not saying do or don't. I'm not, but nowadays, the technology is so good, and things are just, they're higher quality. It's just,
so is yours a touchless car wash where it just uses pressure jets, or does it actually put the thing
that, hey, no different than the guy or gal that's wiping it with another thing.
Cool.
I've never seen any issue. Oh, that'll ruin your paint. No, I didn't ruin mine so far. Todd, you've taken yours through Quick Quack, haven't you?
I have.
Blazer?
I love it.
No, he's got a nice car.
But the Blazer, I saw the transmission fall out in the parking lot.
Right.
I was just wondering if that was car wash related.
He's got a nice Genesis.
No,
you?
Yeah.
You, oh. G90. He's got a G90,
oh,
right?
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
That's not right. Okay,
yeah.
Good
yeah,
for you,
I didn't feel the need to, how do I put this, waste the money on a car wash for the old car I was driving. there's just certain things that would have been lost on it. Besides, the old car had that customized oxidized thing on the hood, and look, you don't want to ruin that. I mean, it's like getting a cast iron pan. It continues to grow and curate.
Oh, it does cure it with the thing, yeah. And now people look at you when you drive.
They do.
Not with disdain like they used to. In your old vehicle, didn't people always go around you as quick as they can, like a rock truck?
Let's put it this way. The old vehicle kind of fit in the neighborhood that I live in. And the new vehicle... Pretty certain my neighbors think I'm a drug dealer.
Yeah, just think Todd's doing drugs.
and they're not upset at that. They're probably just upset that I'm not giving out freebies on the block. So, you know, it's a little...
I thought maybe the Mosquito Vector Control hired you out in your old car to oil down the neighborhood and kill the mosquitoes, maybe.
That could be it. You could never use my old car as a getaway car because, this one's going to be easy to find. Just follow the trail of engine fluid.
And parts.
Took it right to his house.
Oh, my God.
Oh, this is crazy. Maine Lobsterman, we will get to it. But that was a great case or no case, Cal.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. We'll be back after this. Throw them normal things about how they can hear, how they can contact us with info at Radio Law Talk, all that stuff.
Yeah, okay, yes. Don't forget, you can contact us at info@radiolawtalk.com anytime you'd like. We are welcome to take emails from you at that time. And many of you hear the show outside of our live broadcast time, and what that really means is, to get your question answered, you'll have to send an email. And we do look at all of them. We can't respond to all of them, but we would love to hear from you. info@radiolawtalk.com. Stay tuned as the show will continue.
Remember, Radio Law Talk is available 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast. Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
I've got to get my car washed. This dirt is gonna do.
The best thing about Quick Quick Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell in your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quick Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick 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 Quack Car Wash.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Up inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-352-3308. 800-352-3308. 800-352-3308. That's 800-352-3308. Not all applicants qualify for a loan.
Thank you.
USA News Update. Russian President Vladimir Putin says the mercenary Wagner Group is betraying Russia by taking actions against the soldiers in Ukraine.
Renegade actions against those fighting at the front. It's a stab in the back against our country and our nation.
Putin gave a video address today and talked about the Russian Revolution of 1917 when Russians went against Russians. President Biden is being briefed on the latest developments in Russia. The White House says the president received a briefing this morning as that rebel group is reportedly advancing toward Moscow after it claims to have taken control of a key Russian city near its southern border with Ukraine. Former President Trump's classified documents trial may be postponed until December, as requested by special counsel Jack Smith. The delay is due to the extended time required to obtain necessary security clearances. Trump has pleaded not guilty and is facing 37 criminal counts. John Schaefer, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your cake. Oh, stop it.
This is a great time to call the show. 855 Law Radio. That's 855 Law Radio.
Oh, we finally get into the Maine lobstermen. So, as the lobster traps, as they go down, if those of you know what's crab traps or pots or lobster ones, they have like a little buoy on top of the ocean. It's got the, like, the name or number of the fisherman or that boat that, and they drop it down and it goes to the bottom and sits in a cage. The cage is there, and there's a way that they go into it. They have, like, a lot of times they'll put chicken in there or something. They go in and they can't get back out because the way the doors open and close. Well, the allegations are that whales get caught in the ropes, and it affects the whales in many ways. And again, I even read this to my wife, and I literally started laughing. I mean, and again, we're politically neutral, but I can't believe they said this. So what the people who are for basically making these lobster and putting them out of business, basically saying you got to severely restrict what you can do, can't do, where you put the traps. You know, these we can't have these tangling ropes that hanging from the top. They said, and I quote, this is from those who are saying that the lobstermen, basically women, should not be doing catching these lobsters. They said they can, but they're going to make it so it's so difficult they won't be able to. And they said, quote, if they've been traumatized, they're talking about the whales. If the whales have been traumatized by ropes and climate change, what? Oh, Oh, yeah, the whales are talking about it. Henry, did you hear about climate change? Yeah, there's some real issues going on there. I think we got to make sure that this is taken care of. We got the rope issue. Now we got climate change. No, the whales aren't talking about climate change. I know what they're trying to say, but the way it was put across by them was they've been traumatized by ropes, climate change, and lack of food. You know, it's like, come on. So here's the point. The federal court held against the lobstermen and women and said you had to change the way you fish. And the appellate court did what? One of you guys can fill in. What did the appellate court say?
Well, the appellate court said, thanks for playing, but we're going to overturn the lower federal court ruling. You know, the whale they're talking about is the North Atlantic right whale. And they are few in number. This particular species only numbers about 340 worldwide. And they do get caught, I guess, in ropes trying to do that, trying to get to the, probably to whatever is in the ropes. But, you know, this is not a very politically, environmentally correct opinion, but just nature has a way of weeding out.
No, but here's the deal. Here's the situation. The courts did hold, though, there's not enough evidence to prove that this is affecting these whales.
Yeah.
That's what the court said is, okay, you've got to come up, government. This is the government coming against these fishermen. Your evidence is sketchy of how it's affecting these whales. And
you got to come up with a different law,
right?
That because all your laws have to be strictly construed,
right?
And it's the government's burden to not impose unreasonable things on commercial fishermen, for example. The other side of this is the whales number only 340 in the world. These are called the right whales.
Right.
And they are very, very vulnerable. So we understand why the state, especially in the New England states, we understand why they're trying to protect these whales. But they can't do it at such a cost that it's going to wipe out an entire commercial industry.
Right, because there are, in fact, it's, by the way, it's Democrat. The governor from Maine is a Democrat, and Republican, you know, senator, they're all kind of together in Maine saying the fishing restrictions are based on, quote, flawed data and are overly punitive, and which is true. They apparently the government just went too strict. It's like, you know, stop trying to shut things down and work with them to make things that'll help but not put them out of business. So right now the lobster fishermen win, and they said, you know what, the rules are just, quote, according to the fishermen, you know, one guy by the name of David Cousins said, we're facing rules that are just nonsensical, which I believe in.
But that's like telling Idaho potato farmers they can't dig in the dirt. I mean, it's how people that make their living. You know, it's an onerous, well, you know, the dirt disturbs the dirt. You know, I mean, this.
Well, the liberals are going to say the following. The liberals will say, but you're not killing any whales when you're digging in the dirt. That's what they're going to argue.
You know, you are killing insects and birds and
that's
bugs.
That's true. Yeah. And bugs. You're right. And gophers. And,
yes. And one of the reasons you might have bipartisan support or for saying that this is, look, the fishermen have to be able to harvest and get the lobsters, because the lobster industry, that contributes over. I'm looking here at the Maine's website, state's website. Lobster fishing contributes over $1 billion a year to the Maine economy. Maine's not that big of a state.
It's huge.
$1 billion is a lot of money for that state. And if you got a regulation that is going to essentially gut that industry, look, I want to save the right whale, but I want to do the, quote, right thing. However, you put that in, and we're going to have a ton of unemployed and services that are not going to be funded, and that's crippling to us.
I wonder if there's a way that they can do, like they have fish farms, they can do lobster and crab farms. Because I know crabbing in Alaska is huge.
Oh, yeah.
But I wonder if they could start farming, right? Farming these, not catching them, but farming them
It's not the same. It's like farming salmon, for example.
Right.
If they're not wild-caught salmon, then there's other things that happen with the salmon, like diseases and,
right,
you know, other things that happen when you're breeding them in that kind of capacity.
And they probably don't taste the same either.
They probably don't.
It's not the same unless you've actually been able to go out and dupe some lobster who's on his way home from work and stops by this pod and thinks, you know, it's not odd that there's chicken at this level, this depth. I'll go in and get some and take it home to the family, and boom, then he's taken up and, you know, harvested and eaten later in a restaurant with butter and crabs and all.
Oh no, he's sitting in a little lobster tank, staring at these people walking
waiting
by,
waiting for some kid to come by and go, "Oh, I want that one." And he thinks, like, "I've been chosen for freedom." No, you haven't. Yeah. There is no island. You're the main course.
And he's thinking that water's not boiling.
That's
is it?
Right. And it just adds more flavor to the lobster.
And guess what? They get mad at each other. "Hey, George, what do you want on top of me? Get off me. I'm going to snip you." Oh, wait, I can't move my little snippers.
What's this thing? Tape? Tape? What's tape?
Bands around
why are my claws banned up?
I know.
So I have a question. I thought this was interesting. It was in the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit. Now, District of Columbia, we all know it's not a state.
Right.
So how come there's an appeals court?
There's an appeals court in D.C.
A nice why, though?
It's not a state either.
Why?
Yeah.
There's no state.
No, I know, but it's Washington, D.C. So I'm a member of the Supreme Court. It's out of D.C., and I'm a member of they call it appeals court, but believe it or not, it's not really an appeals court. It's like a federal court.
It's like a superior court would be.
Yeah, that's what they call it. I know, it's weird. It's weird.
Yeah, no, I just thought that. I just saw that, and I thought.
Yeah, they call it the appeals court, but it's like a normal court.
Got it.
Yeah. So, you know, yeah, from a guy who's actually barred there, but I don't really practice much there. So, Denise.
Yes.
Kevin Costner. Okay, let me tell you this. Look, what is one of some of the greatest movies of all time? Casablanca, one of the greatest of all time. Let's talk about some of the
older. Shining.
The Shining, one of the greatest of all time. One of the greatest of all time is Oklahoma. You know,
Gone with the Wind.
Gone with the Wind.
Oh, man, yeah.
Willy Wonka and Chocolate Factory, one of the greatest of all time.
Love that one.
What's the Christmas one? Come on, with Jimmy Stewart.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Another great one of all times. And the kids playing baseball. What's that?
Not Major League.
Girls League. No.
No.
League of Their Own.
Sandlot. One of the greatest. So here's one of the greatest of all times. Kevin Costner, who did what? One of the most famous, the greatest one of the Indian.
Don't you know? The best line in that movie when he looks back as he's leaving and he says, "Don't you know I am your friend?" I saw that. Every time I see that scene, it just makes me just break down.
Dances
I love
with
it.
Wolves is awesome. Phenomenal. We're going to talk about, he's going to be dancing around a divorce, so Denise is going to get into that when we come back for our final hour, final segment of hour two.
Stay tuned. More Radio Law Talk coming up, including Kevin Costner dancing with divorce lawyers. That's after this. Don't go away.
And other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
That is Armadillo.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
So we're going to talk about Kevin Costner's divorce. By the way, Dances with Wolves, a few little bit of trivia. Did you know his daughter was in the Dances with Wolves?
Yes, I did.
She was Christine, apparently, in the movie. She was named Christine.
She played the role. Mm-hmm. His love interest in the movie, she played the role of that person when that person was only like 6 years old. How she ended up living with the Indians. That was his daughter played that role.
Keep it in the family, man. Very nice.
I didn't know this either. Did you know that apparently it was, who's a famous singer? Okay. Obviously, the most difficult thing was dealing with the buffalo or at the bison. They said that was one of the most difficult things. 10 days of filming trying to get them to herd of what, 10? I think they said there was 10. Okay, let's see. According to mentalfloss.com, nobody, first of all, wanted this film. Nobody would budget for it. No studio wanted to finance it. Costner is the one that said, hey, you know, apparently he's got, like you said, he had a relationship with this, the writer of this. He tried to find another director, so he couldn't, so he did it himself. The community college teacher served as the dialogue coach.
Mm-hmm.
And the logistics of the issue of shooting was just crazy. 3,500 buffaloes, 3 dozen teepees, 300 horses, 2 wolves, and an army of Native American extras, right?
Well, two dancing wolves.
Yeah.
And a partridge and a pear tree.
Yeah.
Well.
So, wow. But what's interesting is the buffalo hunt was, what, 10 days of filming with helicopters and trucks and et cetera. Okay, it was Neil Young. Was it Neil Young and Oreos helped complete the sequence? But it was someone. It was not Neil Young. It was Neil Diamond. I think it's isn't it Neil Diamond's ranch that they filmed it at? And so anyway, long story short, the wolves were super hard to deal with. And Costner wanted an actress with lines on her face to play Stands with Fist. By the way, Mary McDonnell was the actress. She was phenomenal.
Oh, she was great.
Dances with Fist, she was phenomenal. Yeah. It was just the perfect... She was beautiful, yet not glamorous, right? And yet, she played it extremely well. Apparently, this is the highest, at the time, grossing Western of all times. So I believe on the box office was $425 million. That was what, the '90s it came out? Highest grossing Western of all time.
There was a sequel. There was a sequel planned. They were going to have Kevin Costner and Patrick Swayze. And they were going to call it Dirty Dances with Wolves.
Oh, God.
Hey.
And the wolves were all wearing tutus, right?
Yeah. Well, they had a problem with the wolves, so they were gonna. They had to nix the name Dances with Dachshunds, but that would have been much easier to take care of. I'll be here all weekend, folks. Try the meatloaf. I hear it's great. Tip your servers.
Park your buffalo.
The Sioux Nation adopted Costner as an honorary member. Isn't that great? Anyway, let's move on. Denise, tell us about the divorce.
Well,
great segue.
Kevin Costner did everything right. Kevin Costner got a premarital agreement prior to marrying Christine Costner, who is his current wife.
How long were they married? Do you know?
I can't find how long they were married.
I'll look it up.
They've actually, she says they separated April 11th of this year, and the filing was on May 1st, but he is saying to be determined, like it could be a different date, which, by the way, necessitates a decision, perhaps, on the date of separation. So that might have to be a separate trial.
18 years.
More importantly, what has to be a separate trial, and it has to be tried first, is whether or not the terms of the premarital agreement and the agreement itself are enforceable or is enforceable. That has to be tried first, because if it's not enforceable, then it goes by way of a regular divorce based on a 50-50 community property split, more than likely. So in his the terms of the premarital agreement are sealed. So you don't know what they are, but because we do know what's happened so far, and there have been facts that have been played out in court already, we do know what some of those terms are. We know that he was to pay her $200,000 during the marriage, and at the end of the marriage, he was supposed to pay her $1 million, and he's made those payments. So he has honored the terms of the premarital agreement.
$1 million is nothing. Wow.
No, he's worth $240 million right now.
Oh, wait, his house alone is $174 million.
Probably has debt against it.
Yeah, okay.
So in any event, there are fighting over the house. The house is his separate property. He had it prior to marriage, and it was disclosed as being separate property. In the premarital agreement, she's supposed to vacate that house immediately upon their separation, and she has not. And her lawyers have been very clever. They filed a restraining order. Now, not a restraining order that is about domestic violence. This is a restraining order that forbids him from taking their children out of the state and from transferring or selling any property. And he, in turn, has filed a request for her. We call it a kick-out order, but it's a request for her to have to immediately move out of the house. And he not only owns one house on the cliff overseeing the water in a very beautiful location, but he owns the very next-door house as well. And instead of saying, oh, I could be in one house and she could be in the other, he says, no, They're both by separate properties, and one is used only for my production company. So I want to be able to go and work and be away from home and have a home to come home to. So this is going to play out in the courts, and it looks like, unless they can get it under wraps, it looks like it's going to become very public.
How did it get so nasty? I mean, this is nasty stuff here, isn't it? Am I missing something? It just seems awfully acrimonious for a couple like them that have children and all of these things together.
Well, sometimes that's why it gets nasty, you know, because they've had 18 years together.
Apparently, I just Googled why. Go ahead. Why did she divorce him? And, again, I don't know, but just some of the pundits are saying that she's saying he's just never around in his busy schedule. And good for her. She didn't say, oh, he's got five affairs or whatever, but she just said he's never around. And he's too busy and he's gone. Well, my wife likes that part.
What's the downside?
Yeah.
So here's something that's interesting. You said that there's a restraining order that prevents him from selling off not just this home, but other properties as well, right? So here's another story about Kevin Costner. He's in the middle of getting a new project about pre- and post-war Civil War. It's supposed to be a four-movie project, right? And he couldn't get funding for it. He claims, I mean, this story just came out a week and a half ago. What did he do? He says, I mortgaged 10 acres of Santa Barbara property on the water. Quote, threw my accountant into a conniption fit, but it's my life and I believe in the idea and the story. And so the thing that I've got here is, well, you've got during the divorce proceedings, obviously they're going
to... When did that happen? When did he mortgage it?
The story, I don't know if it's done yet, but the story came out June 5th. So it was just in the last week news of him mortgaging his property for this movie project has come in. Now, here's the thing.
That's the Santa Barbara house.
Yeah, the Santa Barbara house. So if he mortgages that to finance a project that is... still underway, it's in pre-production, and it's a four-film project. The profits to get that mortgage payback, you're talking a long-term down the road, but from this point going forward, it's going to look like a debt and encumbrance in the property, and it changes the way the accounting goes. I mean...
Especially if he's bought it post-marriage.
Yes.
Then it could be... But if he also bought it after May 1st, or when he was served with the petition and summons, he could be in violation of the automatic temporary restraining orders that go into effect in the summons. And those orders... And that's why what she filed was so funny. Because those orders preclude anybody from taking the children out of state for purposes of changing their residence, or from transferring, concealing, encumbering any real property except for the necessities of life.
Well, there you go. There you go. $145 million home.
Wow.
We'll be back hour three. Hang on. We're going to really have fun. We got a case or no case coming up.
Much more Radio Law Talk is straight ahead, like Fred just told you. And you won't want to miss a second of it, so stay right there. 6 minutes after the hour is when we start again, either on your station or on RadioLawTalk.com.
Listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.